Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hey everyone, welcome to today's mini episode, episode 17 of Seeking Witchcraft. As always, it's me, Ashley, and today we're really just going to be having a short, super sneak peek type episode where I'm going to talk a little bit about what's on the horizons with this podcast for next year, 2020, as well as just to give information about the big giveaway that I'm hosting as it is live. And I figure because I did post it live, it'd probably be good if I do an episode to tell you guys about it. So if you've ever watched Mike's Super Short show on Disney Channel when you were like a kid or something, that's kind of the direction I'm going with this one. So again, yeah, just super, super short episode. But all right, so I'm just going to jump right in. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be telling you guys some of the topics that I'm going to try to make episodes on for the next year. So I'm just going to, you know, list out some topics. And the reason of why I'm giving a sneak peek into 2020, if you will, is that if there's anything specific that I say when I go through this list of topics that you would like for me to address when I cover them, now would be a great time to reach out and let me know. So that way, when I do actually go forth and get my notes together and record the episodes, I can kind of look out for things that you may want to know a little bit more about. And the way you can contact me, you know, you can go through my social media profile. So Instagram is at Seeking Witchcraft, Facebook is Seeking Witchcraft, and Twitter is at Seek Witchcraft. Or you can also email me. I do have an email account and I do get emails occasionally in there. My email is seekingwitchcraft@gmail.com, all one word. And as I mentioned a little bit in my last episode, you can also send me voice messages on Anchor. So you know, if you want to ask for advice, you can send one on there. If you want to just say, hey, I like this topic, can you address a little bit more about that? That'd be great too. But yeah, so without further ado, these are the topics. And of course, keep in mind that this list can definitely change at any time. And the order which I mention these are not really relevant. These episodes can come out at any point. And I'm sure there'll probably be other topics I talk about aside from these as well in the next year. So here we go. So my topics for next year are going to cover things such as beginner spells that you can do. So I'm going to actually talk about like actual spells. I'm trying to have an episode where I do a path working. So that's like a guided meditation. And yeah, stay tuned for that. An episode on sigils, another episode on elemental witchcraft. So just delving a little bit more into that as that is more of my specialty or forte. Undercover witchcraft, which may build a little bit more on the sigil episode, but this will be an episode based on, you know, how to practice witchcraft when you're still in the broom closet. There'll also be an episode on how to cleanse items and the importance of doing this. There'll also be a probably controversial episode, which will be interesting to shoot or record. And I just have it listed in my notes as us versus them. And what this episode's going to be about is going to be about when people are religious versus if they just involve or they're just involved in witchcraft. So there's kind of like this us versus them mentality. And I'm going to talk about a lot of the differences, but also a lot of the similarities. Okay, so next I'm also going to talk about your Book of Shadows, so all about your BOS. So that'll be a fun one. I'm going to talk about symbols, which may also go back with the sigil episode, but I'll see how far we get into that. There's also going to be an episode on getting in touch with the deity. So some things that you can do if there's a specific god or goddess that you would like to work with. I am absolutely going to have an episode just on tarot, and I'm wondering if that might even turn into like a multifaceted episode because I have people asking me tarot questions all the time, and my other episode on tarot and oracle cards, as you may know if you listen to it, doesn't really talk too much about like using tarot. It talks a little bit more about the history of them and like what exactly they are. So there's so much that could be talked about or spoken about with tarot, like the major versus minor arcana, and there's just a lot going on there. So yes, I will definitely be having an episode on tarot. I may have to bring in a guest for that. But yeah, stay tuned for that. And then the last one that I have mentioned, well, it's kind of a two-parter, but getting in touch with your inner witch and also just gaining confidence in your practice, you know, being comfortable involved in this and being comfortable to say, yeah, I practice witchcraft, or yeah, I'm Wiccan, or whatever, you know, you may want a little bit more comfortability with. So yeah, so again, those are the topics that I have listed for 2020. If there's anything I've mentioned that you'd like for me to have specific details about when I talk about it, please hit me up. So that way when I do record the episodes, I know some things that listeners may want to look out for, so I can make sure to try to include that. Or, you know, if there's a topic that I didn't mention that you'd really be interested in hearing, please let me know as well. You know, I'm always looking for episode ideas, topic ideas, so please. There's a couple other topics that I made you episodes on, but I do have some topics that I didn't mention that I'm trying to do with guests on the shows or on the show. So stay tuned for that. Okay, so next I'm going to talk about the giveaway. So if you're interested, hang tight. I'm going to play a quick little ad and then I'm going to talk about giveaway details. All right, welcome back. So now I'm going to be talking all about the giveaway that is currently live. So I am going to be picking three winners. It's going to be one person for each of my social media platforms. So one from Facebook, one from Instagram, and one from Twitter. And I'm going to be doing a custom oracle reading from my absolute favorite deck. It's my most prized deck. and it's going to take place over Zoom, which is a free system. You might have to go on their website or download their app or something, but it's totally free and it's going to involve an audio chat. So it won't just be me like sending you a picture of some cards. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but for this giveaway, it's actually going to be a live conversation between the two of us. It's not going to be recorded. It won't be published, nothing like that. Don't worry. But yeah, so it's going to be kind of like a little phone call. There won't be video or anything, at least on my end. If you want to have video, that's fine. But yeah, now I will say that I know that audio is something, or live audio especially, is not always an option for people for a variety of reasons. You know, people might not be in a situation where they can really have these conversations out loud. You know, sometimes there might be anxiety involved, or could be so many different reasons. We don't need to get into it. Nobody needs to explain that for me. So just to make it a little bit more inclusive for anybody or everyone, if it make you more comfortable for me to just record a video and send it to you, or not necessarily a video, but maybe just like an audio message, or for me to just send you your reading information through Messenger, like just typed up, that is completely fine too. You know, I will do whatever you feel is most comfortable for you. I'm very easy like that. So yeah, so whatever is most comfortable and practical for you, I will make happen. But I'm going to pick three different people, and this is how you can enter. So you can enter on all three platforms where the giveaway posts are currently live. So they're live on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. So if you want to enter on Twitter, this is what you have to do. You have to follow my my Twitter handle, and it's at Seek Witchcraft. And at the top of my Twitter profile, I have a pinned tweet with the giveaway. So what you have to do is you have to retweet that giveaway tweet. It has like this little GIF on it that I made. And when you retweet it, use the hashtag Seeking Witchcraft Giveaway. Jeez, I cannot talk. Yeah, use the hashtag Seeking Witchcraft Giveaway. And, you know, in the body of your text, just maybe say like your favorite episode or something you might have learned, or I don't know, something about the podcast. Okay, so then on Instagram, it's going to be pretty similar. You're just going to, I would just want you to follow my Instagram. So it's at Seeking Witchcraft. And then I have an image of the giveaway. You could just repost it. You can also just put it on your story. Use the hashtag Seeking Witchcraft Giveaway and mention, you know, your favorite episode in the text, or again, just something good about the podcast that you've enjoyed. And then Facebook, all I would like for you to do is just follow my Twitter and Instagram. If you have accounts, not everybody has them. I totally get that. I don't use Instagram in my personal life, so I totally understand. And I have the giveaway image pinned to the top of my Facebook page. So if you just share the image, which if you want to share it to like a Facebook group, that is completely fine too. And that definitely counts. And then just comment on the actual image itself once you've done that with what your favorite episode was. Or again, just something about the podcast. So yeah, so good luck to all those that enter. I'm really excited for this giveaway. I really love giving oracle readings, and I'm really excited to talk to some listeners. I think it'll be a really fun conversation, and I'm, you know, excited. So yeah, so the winners for each platform are going to be contacted on Monday, January 13th. I'll probably schedule the actual readings for sometime later in the month. So maybe that following weekend or the weekend after that. You know, because I'm actually coming home from a really big vacation on January 10th, and I'm definitely going to need some time to recover. So, which, by the way, if anyone happens to understand the phrase ship fam and is going on an EDM festival cruise out of Florida next week in January, you know, hit me up. We might be on the same boat. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, that is completely fine. Don't worry about it. But yeah, but because I am going on this boat and I am going to be technically out of the country for a little bit, my next episode is probably going to come out sometime, maybe after I completed the oracle readings, but I would say probably the end of January, maybe early February at the latest. You know, as a good portion of my month is being spent on vacation, so I'm going to be MIA. Which is kind of funny because I'm going to be an MIA. Anyway, yes. So part of my New Year's resolution is to really get better with the scheduling and timing of when these podcasts are posted. But I am definitely trying to stick to two episodes a month. January really is an iffy month for me because I am going on vacation. So we'll see how it pans out for the rest of the year at least. All right, everyone. So thank you so much for listening, and definitely thank you for allowing me to be part of your witchy journey this year. You know, I really, really loved hosting this podcast, and I'm so excited to see where we go next year in 2020. All right. I hope you guys all have a safe and wonderful New Year's, and I will talk with you all very soon, or I guess I'll talk with you next year. No, never mind. That is a lame joke. Ignore that. I will talk to you guys very soon. Good luck to all that enter, and I will see you later. Bye.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.